Now, next weekend, you're going to be in West Wales in Dinevor. What exactly are you going to be doing? Are you going to be reading from your books or playing music? Or?
I think I'll be doing a combination. There'll be songs. There'll be discussions of, what it is to be Welsh, I suppose. All the different kinds of Wales that I've seen through writing books. And just how great it is to be a chancer and write songs over these years and be taken seriously in a society that's always meant to be very corporate.
Do you feel like a chancer, do you?
Yeah, completely.
Oh, that just sounds incredible after, writing books. And they're all achievements that I think...
I think what I mean is that we're always brought up to say, society's getting more normal, more corporate expectations.
Yeah.
But it can't be that corporate because people still, even though I've written books, they still expect me to get on stage and they give me money to act like a lunatic. So to me, that's pretty cool.
I think, yes, we definitely need the few characters in our lives to make things more colourful.
If it was really that straight, they'd put me in a rubber room rather than give me dosh.
Well, let's hope not. Not yet, anyway. Now, I wanted to ask you, you've done so much and, that we didn't know where to begin, but I thought I'd ask about your research and the books because that's, I guess, the connection with Dinevor, the Literature Festival next weekend. Yeah. So what made you decide on, right, I'm going to start this research into prehistory, mythology, the occult?
What I learned was that I looked in all the straight, normal areas that you'd expect. I just was a bit of the opinion that you like the old idea that 5 million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get good answers.
Right.
And when I started travelling, I realised that, if you go to the edge of Wales and you see things, it's different from reading about them in books. The world opened up. And I decided that rather than limit myself to the world, I would limit myself to these islands.
It seems odd to ask you this, but because this is a world away, but I did want to touch on the Teardrop Explodes era. Do you look back at that and think that was a different person? And is there an element of nostalgia to the music career as well?
I think that with the Teardrops, it was brief enough for me to look back and really enjoy my memories of it. It's all rose-coloured now because it's a long while ago. It's never been necessary to get the band back together financially. I couldn't imagine I could ever have done it in any case because I really believe that was a time of youth, exuberant youth.